It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Night of Legion Baseball. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Brandon Tammett alongside Crendon Prophet. We get set for Corning and Holton tonight. Let's get you the starting lineups for both teams. We'll start with Holton, the road team. 3 wins and 9 losses. They'll go like this here this evening. Weston Chulions will lead it off. He is at second base. Jack Siegenhagen is catching and batting second. Drew Womack at first, he bats third. Josh Smith in the cleanup spot, he'll be at shortstop. Grant Warner, the DH, he'll bat fifth. Remy Bliss in center field, he'll bat sixth. Cannon Siegenhagen, he is in left field batting seventh. Zach Carlson in right field bats eighth. Keaton Farley, number nine in the order, he'll be at third base rounding out the Holton lineup. Landon Kennedy will be on the rubber. So again, for Holton, Chulions at second, Jack Siegenhagen catching, Womack at first, Smith at short, Warner the DH, Bliss in center, Cannon Siegenhagen in left, Carlson in right, Farley at third with Kennedy on the bump. For the home team and Corning tonight, they'll go like this. Hunter Lehman leads it off. He is catching. LJ Kelzer bats second. He'll play at second. Drew Gibbs, he'll bat third and play at shortstop. Henry Heidemann in the cleanup spot. He'll be out in center field. Race Fisher at third base batting fifth. Brett Heidemann at first. He'll bat sixth. Paxton Bowers, he'll be in left field batting seventh. The pitcher for Corning tonight is Ben Haverkamp. He'll bat eighth. Miles Wimberly bats ninth. He'll be in right field, and they'll have an extra hitter in Aiden Talley. So again, for Corning, 7-5. Lehman catching. Kelzer at second. Gibbs at short. Henry Heidemann in center. Fisher at third. Brett Heidemann at first. Bowers in left. Haverkamp pitching. Wimberly in right, and Talley is the extra hitter. We'll step aside for a timeout, and the first pitch is coming your way next.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on 103.9 KNZA. It's presented by Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They're open 7 days a week with great specials. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha. They are offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Well, it's another warm mid-afternoon here as Corning plays host to Holton. Brandon Tamman, Captain Kirk Kilman in studio. We got Crendon Prophet helping out as well. Appreciate it. As always, Corning, the home team, taking the field, getting ready for the warm-up tosses. Again, on the mound for Corning tonight, at least to start, it'll be Ben Haverkamp as he gets set to throw out his couple of warm-up tosses here. Corning again, 7-5. They're coming off a couple of losses on Sunday at Doniphan County. Those finals 7-6 and 14-6. Holton, they've been on a little bit of a tough stretch, unable to play their games on Sunday at Hiawatha. And then prior to that last Friday, they also took on Doniphan County, losing both those contests 6-4 and 10-0. Of course, that 6-4 game was a broadcast you heard right here on 103.9 FM. Still a couple of weeks out until the start of the zone tournament. We're about 3 weeks out, so we still got a lot of time and a lot of games here still to be played in this league. Everybody looking up at Hiawatha right now. Doniphan County not too far behind. Seneca, Corning and Sabetha right there, middle of the pack, and then Marysville, Holton, and Atchison rounding out the NEK standings here so far in 2024. Well, Crendon, you know players for both squads here tonight. I know Holton's had to go a little bit deeper down into the roster, so to speak. They got kids right now dealing with football camp, so you know it's busy times for a lot of these kids, and you kind of got to juggle multiple things at once.
Yeah, so, you know, starting off, going off first, Weston Chileans, he'll bat first for Holton. Tell you what, he's a great kid, comes from Jackson Heights. He actually has, he actually head coaches his own little baseball team. Don't know if it's like a rec league or whatever, but I do know he kind of does that. So he has a lot of knowledge of the sport overall. He does a great job, did a great job last time I was here covering a Holton game. And so he'll be leading off tonight. You're going to see a lot. And, you know, he actually had a choice kind of to go either to like a Corning or Holton post. You know, he's kind of within that distance. He lives in the Wetmore area, but he chose to go to Holton because he sees a lot of familiar faces from Jackson Heights, like Josh Smith and Austin Zeller. So we'll see a lot here tonight.
Well, Ben Haverkamp getting ready to toss the first pitch here of tonight's game. 6-0-2, the first pitch is hit hard, left side, bouncing off the glove of Race Fisher at third, and that's going to be an infield hit. And one pitch and one base runner here as Weston Chuleans is on to begin the ball game.
It was a shallow hit to left side. I mean, Race Fisher, you know, could have probably got it, but it was a good, solid hit. It was hard contact, and that's what was able to get him to first base. And Chuleans also with that speed helped him get there.
Well, 85 at first pitch. It feels like 89. So not quite as warm as it has been over the last couple of days as Jack Siegenhagen steps in and takes the first pitch high and inside for ball one. Plays back in the box, bats from the right side. Haverkamp throw to first, a low throw, but it's dug out by Brett Heideman. Keeps it in front. So Chuleans at least making Haverkamp think here early on in this ballgame. Chuleans at first, nobody out, just getting going. Another ground ball, same side to third. Fisher fields, underhanding, low throw, and it's going to be caught by Gibbs to get the lead runner for out number one. That was a difficult play and a good one by Fisher, moving into the shortstop side to get there and then underhanding it to second base to get Chuleans at first, or I should say at second, for the first out of the game. So Siegenhagen at first base with one out. Here's Womack. He will bat from the left side against the right-hander in Haverkamp. First pitch high and outside for ball one. So defensively, behind Haverkamp, Lehman the catcher. You got Fisher at third, Gibbs at short, Kelzer at second, Brett Heideman at first. As Haverkamp out of the stretch, fires one high. Lehman's low, skips. Gibbs applying the tag, but it's a little bit tardy. And that is a stolen base for Jack Siegenhagen.
The pitch was outside, too.
Yeah, it was a good throw by Hunter Lamon, just, you know, probably a little more speed to it, and that could have probably caught up to it. But I like the location of it, just right there, low in front of Kelzer to try to make that play.
It was close. That pitch again was outside. 2-0 here on Womack. Another one high, and it's now 3 balls and no strikes. Base hit could give Holton an early lead. And some of these kids playing up here for the first time. They got some kids missing tonight with Holton having their football camp this week. And that's a four-pitch walk. That next pitch high and outside to Womack, and he's at first base. Now first and second, and still only one out. And here is your boy, Josh Smith.
Yeah, Josh Smith. Didn't see him hit too much, or at least the last time I was calling a Holton game. But here he's going to make a start here in the lineup.
Tall right-hander, back in the box, a little bit open on the stance. Egan Hagen at second, Womack at first, one out, no score, top one. First pitch is high, and that is ball number one.
One thing that's really deadly about Josh Smith is his ability to run across the bases. So if he can get himself on base, whether he tries to apply a bunt or a shallow hit, if he gets the base, he'll round it.
Ground out the only out to this portion. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Haverkamp. Evens up the count, 1-1. Well, fans certainly around the outfield under the few trees beyond the fence trying to find the shady spots here. Next pitch outside, Lehman, good stop, 2-1.
Holton's doing a great job right now just being patient, just watching the pitches and seeing where they go.
Haverkamp again having to work out of a little bit of a pickle here in the top of the first. Next pitch is a call to strike on the inside corner, 2-2 now on Josh Smith. Base hit could give Holton an early lead. Runners at first and second, only one out. Just getting going here. Our Legion broadcast here tonight. Haverkamp's pitch off speed and just catching a piece of it is Smith to stay alive at 2-2.
Yeah, Smith had a really early swing. Obviously, he said that off-speed changeup like pitch. So, yeah, he's just trying to get into a timing here on the swing.
Seemed like he had maybe fastball in mind, but the swing a little bit tardy, but just caught a piece. 2-2. High fly ball, shallow center field, and running on and not being able to get there in time is Bowers. And everybody had to wait, and Segan Hagen is out at third as he had to make sure the ball wasn't caught and left. And it was played well on the hop by Bowers. He gets it in to get the lead run for out number two.
Yeah, unfortunately for Segan Hagen, he would have been had to be a little bit more faster getting to third base there, as that was a force out to third.
So first and second, now two down. It's up to Grant Warner, the DH. Bats from the left side and takes a first pitch strike. And it's 0-1. So yeah, off the bat, it seemed like it was maybe going to go a little bit farther out and left, but just got down quickly. Bowers played it on a hop and got the out at third. There's a throw to second. Womack back in time safely without a tag. Haverkamp an opportunity to here to get out of this first inning pickle. Well, I'm looking at Grant Warner's shoes. He's got the Nikes on, the black and gray trim. Very nicely done. There's a swing and a miss, though, and it's 2-2. A single, a walk, a couple fielder's choices here in this inning. There's a pitch that's high, 1-2. And Holton, the record, not ideal, but they have played a lot of close games here so far in 2024. Haverkamp's pitch, ground ball to the right side, and that is inside the line. It is fair, and that is going to get the first run on the board as Holton takes a 1-0 lead on an RBI single by Grant Warner. Just inside the line as Womack trots in from second base, and Smith goes first to third.
Yeah, that was what you call walking a tightrope right there. That was absolutely just a perfect location for a hit, just right in the right line.
So big clutch, two-out RBI single by Warner, and Holton's out to a 1-0 lead. Here's Remy Bliss, the center fielder. That's from the left side. Here's a throw to first, and back safely is Warner. And we were at Holton on Friday when they were taking on Doniphan County, and they were down 6-2 going into the seventh. And they had two bases loaded walks to make it 6-4, and they had the bases loaded with two outs. A base hit could have tied the game, but a strikeout ended that threat, and they ultimately were swept in both games by Doniphan County. Now a throw to third, gets away from Fisher. Smith thought about diving towards home, but checked up just in time. Took a good hop off the fence there for Fisher at third.
Like I said, Smith has that speed, but, you know, Fisher also does have a pretty good arm, too, so he didn't want to test that.
First and third, and two down. Holton a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first. Next pitch high and outside here to Bliss, the center fielder, wearing jersey number 7. Holton with the same blue tops, gray pants we've seen all season. Light blue tops for Corning, gray pants as well. There's a swing and a miss. Pitch a little bit low, but over the top of it was Bliss. 2 balls and 1 strike. Clutch RBI by Grant Warner. It's given Holton an early lead here with 2 outs. And the 2-1 is just tipped away. Foul ball, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Both these teams have had games postponed. Both these teams have had games postponed against Seneca. We will be in Sabetha on Friday. Seneca is scheduled to play Sabetha on Friday. We will be there. Right now, top of the league standings. Everyone looking up right now at Hiawatha. Here's the pitch. Boy, almost looked like a knuckleball. It's hit to the left side. Foul territory, but it stays inside the fence line, and it's caught by Fisher for the final out. But an RBI single by Grant Warner has given Holton a 1-0 lead here on KNZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Also, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, over 20 years experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Brandon Crendon and Captain Kurtz all with you. Corning up for the first time, down 1-0 to Holton. Here in the bottom of the first inning, Hunter Lehman will lead it off here for Corning. LJ Kelzer and Drew Gibbs also due up here against Landon Kennedy. Kennedy's first pitch, a little low and inside for ball one. An 85 at first pitch, it felt like 89. Mentioned Friday we were at Holton. It was 90 at first pitch, and it felt like 95, so a tad bit cooler. Certainly still a warm and bright early evening. Next pitch in the dirt by Kennedy, and it's 2 balls and no strikes here to Hunter Lehman. Batting from the right side, wearing jersey number 23 and catching. Kennedy pitching to Jack Siegenhagen, the catcher. Next pitch is outside, ball three, and it's 3-0. Defensively, Farley at third, Smith at short, Julian's at second, Womack at first, Cannon Siegenhagen, he's in left, Bliss in center, Carlson is the right fielder. There's a called strike. Lehman watching all the way on 3-0, now 3 balls and 1 strike.
It's just Lehman being patient right there on that fourth pitch.
Back in the box on the right side, Kennedy's pitch is a little bit upstairs, ball four, and a leadoff walk for Hunter Lehman.
No, that's just perfect. That's a great way to stay patient. You saw Holton stay patient in the top of the first. They were able to draw a walk, and here, same thing here, Corning, they're able to draw a walk with their leadoff.
So a runner at first and nobody out. Holton out to a 1-0 lead, still early on in the game, bottom of the first. Here is Kelzer, the second baseman, throw to first, and just keeping it in front, and a safe slide back for Lehman. So here in Corning, it's an all-dirt infield, and they got the pitching mat that sits out there. And I've always wondered, maybe a difference, maybe pitching off one of those compared to maybe something a little more normal that you see. It's a little bit different, I'm sure, for the pitchers out there. There's a called strike. Throw to second, not in time. It was a good throw, a little bit high, but Lehman beats it for a stolen base.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Hunter Lehman, just a little bit of a high throw. If it was lower, it would have maybe given a chance for the tag out. But
he represents what would be the tying run here early on. Runner at second base, nobody out. 1-0 our score, bottom of the first. 0-1 the count on Kelzer. He fouls one away to the right side to make it no balls and two strikes. Well, we were in Concordia last summer. Corning and Seneca both out there for the state tournaments, and Corning was a game away from potentially making the championship game. They actually beat Seneca out in Concordia in the state tournaments, but they lost to Concordia, a game just shy of potentially putting them in the championship. There's a called time by Kelzer, and a balk is going to be called, and Lehman takes third.
No, it looks like they're changing their decision. He's going to go back.
Okay. He goes to third, and they take him back. Now I got to cross it off the sheet. So
take it back now, y'all.
I was going to say, we have seen multiple games where balks have seemed to be called in about every game we've done this year. But not this time. They go back to second. Pitch to Kelzer. He's just fouled away off his foot and stays no balls and two strikes.
When we talk about balks, the first game of the season for Corning ended with a balk.
That is true.
They lost. There was a runner on third base. There was a balk, and it allowed them to get home. And unfortunately for them, they took that loss 7-6 to Sabetha.
Yeah, we were there for that one, and then they would bounce back and win game two, 7-4. So ultimately splitting that season opening double dip at Sabetha. 0-2 pitch by Kennedy is a swing and a miss, and down goes Kelzer. First outs in the bottom of the first.
I like the confidence in Kennedy. Obviously, leadoff walks him, second man up, you know, kind of takes him down the count, but overall, execution, perfect.
So here's Drew Gibbs, the shortstop. Lehman still at second base, now one out. Kennedy looks back. He's got a pretty good lead out there at second, no throw, and then the pitch is in there for a called strike to make it 0-1. Holton got on the board first. In the top of the first, an RBI single by Grant Warner. They lead it 1-0. Corning here has a runner at second, one down in the bottom of the first. Kennedy checks and fires, and it's rifled down the left field line, but foul, and a long strike number two.
Yeah, that one was just missile to the left side. Obviously, of course, just couldn't stay in front of that third base bag. But, yeah, that one had some power to it, all the way hitting down the defense corner.
Just a little bit out in front. Like to straighten that out, maybe find a gap, and base hit could tie the game. Good speed at second base with Lehman. Got there on a steal. And he'll take off for third. The pitch is outside for a ball. The throw is high. Gets away into left field, but it's backed up quickly by Cannon Siegenhagen, and he gets it in quickly. So a couple of stolen bases for Lehman. Now he's up to third.
Yeah, Lehman could have maybe tried to win for home. The outfielder Bauer was having a little bit of a difficult time holding on to, excuse me, not Bowers.
Siegenhagen.
But yeah, no, he just obviously, I think he made the good play, though, just holding off at third base and being patient.
1-2 pitch here by Kennedy. Just missed inside. Tried to frame it was Jack Siegenhagen and couldn't do so. Now two balls and two strikes. Lehman at third base with one out. Represents the tying run here in the bottom of the first. A 1-0 score. Holton out in front. Kennedy's 2-2 is a high fly ball deep center field. That baby is up and out of here. Well over the 277 sign in dead center. And Gibbs gives Corning their first lead. A monster two-run shot. It's 2-1.
Well, there's cars parked all the way out in center field, and the ball went all the way over them. I just saw a guy in orange shorts go and run away, go locate that ball. So not only did it travel over the fences, it just missed two cars. So that had some pretty good distance to it.
That might have easily cleared three bills, and Bliss, the center fielder, did not take a step off the bat. He looked up, turned around, and said, yep, no chance. That ball was well out of here. So a two-run home run for Drew Gibbs, and Corning has a 2-1 lead. So now one out and nobody on. Here's Henry Heidemann. First pitch low for ball one. Good start here in the bottom of the first. This one's popped up to the right side. Shallow right field, playable. And it's the second baseman going out to make the catch. That is Shulians. Had a little bit of trouble there. Maybe the sun caught him a little bit, but able to secure it for out number two.
Yeah, lost his hat, a little bit of a bobble, but was overall able to keep focus and make the good secured catch.
The race Fisher steps in, the third baseman, number five in the order. Two outs, nobody on. 2-1, the Corning lead in the bottom of the first. Kennedy back to the windup, traditional. First pitch called strike, it's 0-1. Fisher from the right side, closed on his stance, a wide stance, and hits it well to the left side and finds the hole for a base hit to left field. Sounded like he might have caught the end part of the bat, maybe not solidly hit, but just enough to get past a third baseman and Farley for a two-out single.
Yeah, Farley really tried to reach out that left hand to get that snag, but just couldn't. It was just a well-placed hit.
Here is Brett Heidemann now with the runner at first and two down. He will bat from the left side. And quickly, Kennedy back to the stretch, and the first pitch is absolutely belted to right field, and that baby is gone. Another monster two-run shot. This one to right field off the bat of Brett Heidemann. Just like that, it is 4-1 Corning.
On that right side, the fence is actually even higher, so let me tell you, the traveling distance and the height of these home runs is just incredible. Corning is absolutely crushing the baseball right now.
Boy, that one, you mentioned, yeah, the right field fence, just maybe about 20% of right field. The fence is a little bit higher towards the line, and 275 down it, and again, that one probably sails over three bills, and two-run home runs here in the inning has Corning out to a 4-1 lead, and now here's Paxton Bowers with the bases empty and two down. First pitch was low. Second pitch also a little bit low. Two balls and no strikes. Here on the Centralia Panther, Paxton Bowers. And he'll swing and pop up this one left side of the infield. And it's going to be Kennedy off the bump to make the catch for the third out. But a masterful class performance in the bottom of the first with a couple of two home runs. The first by Drew Gibbs. The second by Brett Heidemann. Corning out to a 4-1 lead here on KNZA.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball, it is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. We go to the second inning as Corning in the bottom of the first. Two-run home runs, one by Gibbs and the other by Brett Heidemann. So power, the name of the game here early on as Holton comes up for a second time here against Haverkamp. It'll be Cannon Siegenhagen followed by Zach Carlson and then Keaton Farley, bottom third of their order.
Yeah, good explosive start for Corning, but only four runs produced, but hey, still only in the first inning. So Holton's going to have to hold their own here, and they're going to have to get their bats hot.
First pitch outside to Cannon Siegenhagen. It is one ball, no strikes. Should mention, I mentioned the line. It was 245 down the line and right. That was where Heidemann cleared the taller fence for the home run. So wanted to make sure we cleared the air there. One ball, one strike. There's a called strike. As now you see Haverkamp working with a little bit of momentum with his team out to a 4-1 lead. Next pitch, a little up and in, makes it two balls and one strike. And Corning, the league champs from last year, they went 8-1 in league games. Of course, just six teams in the league last year. Of course, they've added Holton and Atchison. So it's eight teams here in the league in 2024.
Yeah, it's great seeing how much baseball is not only building in Legion League, but also in high school teams.
There's a beautiful off-speed pitch that is swung on and missed. Strike three, and down goes Siegenhagen for out number one. That'll bring up Zach Carlson, the right fielder. One up, one down here in the top of the second. Corning leading it 4-1. And Friday will be over in Sabetha as they take on Seneca. First pitch to Carlson, a little bit high for ball number one. The week of July 19th through the 21st, that is when the zone tournament is going to be held, and then the state tournament in Concordia, July 26th through the 29th. Swing and a miss there by Carlson. One ball, one strike. Here in the top of the second. Still early on in this game. Pitch by Haverkamp is a check swing, and he went around. The pitch was low and outside, but the umpire says Carlson went around. It's now 1-2.
Yeah, just getting a little farther outside that plate by, I'd say, about 3 or 4 inches.
Shows you what's, or how nice that breaking ball pitch was there. Caught him thinking about it, and then it just broke outside the zone, and there's a pitch right down Broadway for strike three call. And there is quickly two up and two down.
Well, you really like the confidence in Haverkamp this inning. He's already got two strikeouts back-to-back here against Ken Siegenhagen and Zach Carlson.
So two strikeouts for the first two outs. Nobody on. Here is number nine in the order. This is Keaton Farley, the third baseman. Batting from the right side, wearing jersey number 23. Takes first pitch high, called ball number one. We are in the heat of summer now, and still got a few weeks left here in the regular season portion of Legion Baseball. Of course, us behind the scenes getting ramped up for, of course, the fall sports for 24-25, and excited for football, working on the Preview magazine, which we bring out every year, and of course, the Big 7 and Mideast Leagues merging this year to create a monster Big East League, so we are super excited about the coverage there. And there is a four-pitch walk to Farley, and there's a two-out base runner. So you mentioned the Mideast, the Big 7 converging, making the Big East League. You also have Riverside jumping from the Big 7 over to the NEKL, also Troy out of the TVL. Makes the jump to the NEKL as well. So a lot of movement. It's going to look a little bit different here as we come up on a new high school season for 24-25.
Well, it's going to look a little bit different, but that doesn't mean the excitement drains any deeper. It's going to be even higher. A lot of good football to be played during the fall season.
Shulian's top of the order. Took a first pitch a little bit inside for a ball. Next pitch high, makes it 2-0. Shulian singled to lead off the game. It was sharply hit to the third baseman in Fisher, but just too hot to handle and ended up being the first out at second base of that inning. Holton did get a run on an RBI single by Warner, but now they trail 4-1. There's a foul tip there to the right side, makes it two balls and one strike. Two-run home runs in the bottom of the first inning for Corning, one by Drew Gibbs, the other by Brett Heidemann. It's a 4-1 score here, two outs, one on in the top of the second. It's a 2-1 here. Haverkamp out of the stretch, glancing at first, and fires. That one just missing a little bit outside. Three balls and one strike. Jack Siegenhagen due up next. Trying to put together a two-out rally after a couple of strikeouts. Now Haverkamp throws to first, and sliding back in safely is Farley.
talking about Weston's being very, very patient at this up bat. Obviously, the last up bat, it was a one pitch hit. Here, he's taking this one pretty deep here. 3-1 count.
Let's see if he has the green light, the old school style with no batting gloves. Another throw to first. Farley back again safely. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Back in my heydays, if I ever had a 3-ball count, as long as it was 3-0 or 3-1, I was never going to swing at it. That one's ball four. So back-to-back walks after back-to-back strikeouts, and now two on and two outs. So an opportunity here as we will get a time called, our first. We'll have a meeting on the bump as Holton again tries to put a little rally together in the top of the second, trailing 4-1. It is American Legion Baseball. It is brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. And then also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. A pretty quick meeting on the bump.
Yeah, it didn't need to be too long, just a quick mentality check. Like, hey, man, you started this inning with two straight strikeouts. I know you've walked back-to-back batters, but, you know, let's get that confidence back going. Let's get that mindset reset. And he's only one out away.
So two outs and two on. 4-1 game here in the top of the second, and Jack Siegenhagen a hefty swing and miss on the first offering, and it's 0-1. That was a trying to tie the game kind of swing. Plays back in the box from the right side. He reached on a fielder's choice in his first at bat, now swings over the top of an off-speed pitch, shakes his head in disgust, and quickly behind at 0-2. So a real good chance here for Averkamp to get out of this frame after striking out the first two. He's given up back-to-back walks. Here's an 0-2. And just caught a piece of the inside part of the bat to stay alive at 0-2. Almost looked like Siegenhagen wanted to maybe not quite swing, but again, the pitch ran inside, so maybe fortunate there that it caught a piece to stay alive. Averkamp out of the stretch. Neither of the two runners really being held on, and there's a high fastball missing. It's 1-2. There's a little bit of a breeze kind of pushing out towards maybe the gap in right center, but fairly calm. And there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Siegenhagen, and that retires the side. So it is Haverkamp who strikes out the side, and sandwiching in between that a couple of walks, so Holton stranding a pair. In the top of the second. We go to the home second. It's a 4-1 game here on KNZA.
Highland True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Dr. Heidi Smith with Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Manhattan is now accepting new patients at her Nemaha Valley Community Hospital Clinic. Dr. Smith is a native to our area, growing up in rural northeast Kansas. Her clinic is held at NBCH on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. For additional information regarding Dr. Smith's clinic at NBCH, call Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at 785-537-4200. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, presented by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. They're online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, over 20 years experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Give Luke a call, 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Brandon Crinden and Captain Kurtz. We're in the bottom of the second inning, corning a 4-1 lead here on Holton. They had two-run home runs in the bottom of the first inning. Drew Gibbs and Brett Heideman, the Holton lone run. In the top of the first on an RBI single by Grant Warner.
So tell you what, July 4th is next week, but
woo!
Here there's already been some fireworks
hey.
From that first inning from Corning, the two home runs.
Nicely done.
One by Gibbs and one by Heidemann. So we're going to see if maybe that's a continual theme here. Every home run, there was at least one runner on base, so it was both two-shot homers.
So this will be the bottom of the order, starting with Haverkamp. Just struck out the side on the bump in the last half inning. Takes a hefty swing and comes up empty. And no balls and one strike. Bottom of the second inning is underway as Landon Kennedy is back to work. He will get the sign, lift the left, fire with the right. Little high and outside, one ball, one strike. So Haverkamp followed by Miles Wimberly and then Aiden Talley, the extra hitter in the lineup. There's a swing and a foul tip caught by Segan Hagen. Now one ball, two strikes. Well, the American flag out in left center, just right past the 277 mark of the fence. Not much of a breeze, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Haverkamp for out number one. The second, sir, correction. No, I was right, the second strikeout for Landon Kennedy.
Tell you what, there's some good confidence out there in Kennedy coming out here in the bottom of the two with a strikeout against the first batter faced. Obviously, in the last inning, two home runs given up, three total hits, but seems to be a little unshaken here, so, you know, if you're for the Holton side, you like to see that.
So nobody on and one out in the bottom of the second inning. Here is Miles Wimberly, the right fielder, takes the first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. Fastball that clipped the outside corner. Haverkamp works quickly, or I should say Kennedy works quickly, excuse me, and that next pitch is outside, one ball, one strike. A 4-1 game here in the bottom of the second. Corning batting for a second time with a three-run advantage. Little slow roller. Left side. Going to be a tough play for Farley. Fields fires. Low throw. And it gets away. And the runner is safe. I think even if it's picked cleanly, I think Wimberly beats it out. So Wimberly, a one-out base runner for Aiden Talley. It was not hit incredibly hard. Farley came charging in, fielded it well. The throw was a little bit low, and even if the throw's on target, I think Wimberly probably beats it out. We'll call it an infield hit, and another play here for Farley at third. Oh, and it clipped him and ricocheted away, and everyone's going to be safe. So that one probably goes down as an error, and now two on and one out.
Hit was by the extra hitter in the Corning order. So the 10th hitter, Aiden Talley. Holden, they're only batting 9 in their order, but Corning here, they got that 10th extra hitter.
So an infield hit followed by an error. Wimberly at second, Talley at first, one out. And we get back to the top of the order with Hunter Lehman, who walked in his first at bat, stole second, stole third, and then was brought home on the two-run homer by Drew Gibbs. And he has an RBI chance here with runners at first and second, still only one out. Now he hits this one foul up against the netting, and it's no balls and one strike. Well, again, this Corning roster is not really much different from the one that made it out to the state tournament last summer. They took some losses early, but they've got a long way to go here. There's a called strike. There's a steal. Farley catching at third. Tag is a little bit late. And sliding under it is Wimberly, and now runners at the corners.
I think that throw can also just be a little lower in general. I mean, Farley kind of had to hop up to it and then drag that ball down to apply the tag. Been nicer if it was just in a lower location for him.
Still a heck of an effort. It was close, but they called them safe, so now they're at the corners, and there's a pitch just a little bit outside. And now it is one ball and two strikes here on Lehman. Runner at third is Wimberly. Talley at first. Still only one out. Corning trying to add here to a 4-1 lead in the home second. Pitch by Kennedy is low and kicks away, and now two balls and two strikes. And in the process, Talley taking second without a throw. Unlike some of the other places we broadcast, there is very little room between home plate and the backstop, so if you're a runner at third and the ball gets by the catcher, it's probably not going to take off to home.
Lehman pops this one up and out of play to the left side. And it stays 2 balls and 2 strikes. A base hit could add 2 runs. Second and third. Still only 1 out. A 4-1 game here in the home second. Kennedy just trying to battle here. 2-2 pitch. Fouled right back towards us. And it stays 2-2.
Had a flinch there for a second.
I did.
That one came straight at us.
Well, where we are in the press box here, maybe 10 feet between us and in the netting, so kind of a right side angle with us. And next pitch, good eyes. It's a little bit inside. Now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Count runs full. With Kelzer due up next, this is a dangerous part of the lineup when you look at the top three with Lehman, Kelzer, and Gibbs. And Holton just trying to keep it at arm's length here as they're down 4-1, but Corning threatening here in the second. Ooh, and it's a called strike 3 on the outside corner. Lehman, by the reaction, did not appear to agree with it, but nonetheless, it is a big strikeout. Now 3 for Kennedy, and that brings now 2 outs for Kelzer. So a chance for Kennedy to get out of this inning unharmed. Second and third, 2 down. Here's Kelzer. First pitch low for ball number 1. He struck out in his first at bat, but now has a big RBI chance here in the second. Kennedy sets, neither runner being held on. He'll lift and fire. And it's hit to shallow center field, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. 1 run is in, and a throw to home is cut off, but not in time. And 2 runs are in, and it's a clutch 2 RBI single by LJ. Kelzer and Corning out to a 6-1 lead.
That was a good placed hit into the kind of center left there, but one thing you kind of want to bring back to that, you know, kind of messes this up for Holton is that the error against Aiden Talley allowing him to get on base, that would have been your a third out, or that would have been the second out at the time, but it would have helped you get to the 3 outs, and that would have prevented the 2 runs that just got scored.
So one of those runs charged unearned, and now a 6-1 lead for Corning, still batting, 2 outs, 1 on. And here's Gibbs, who hit a mammoth home run in his first at bat, and a hard swing and foul out of play on the first offering. Makes it 2 balls and 1 strike.
Well, I'd reckon Drew Gibbs kind of wants to do the same thing. He's got one runner on here. He really wants to hit this one hard now.
And that one to straightaway center field, and a couple of cars out there and a big tree and cleared every bit of it. First time around, and now he takes a called strike, and he's got to protect. He's quickly behind 0-2.
You know what, that's good on Kennedy. You know, he saw what Gibbs was able to do last time to him, but here he's getting aggressive and he's attacking the zone.
Lift and fire by Kennedy, and a ground ball through the hole out into center field for a hit. So on an 0-2 pitch, Gibbs shortens the swing, and just a sharp single up the middle and out into center field, and the inning continues, and Gibbs now 2-for-2. Kelzer goes to second, stops there. Gibbs now at first, still 2 down. Here's Henry Heidemann. You mentioned how crucial the error was early in this inning, which could have ultimately shortened this one up. But now, Corning trying to add with an opportunity, keeping the line moving here with 2 outs. There's a foul ball just right behind home plate, and Heidemann drops behind early. 2 balls, 1 strike.
Well, Kennedy, he's just got to keep being patient. He's already recorded 2 strikeouts himself this inning. I know he kind of wants a little bit of help out there from the infield and outfield, but you know, this is a good do-it-yourself moment. You know, you got two outs already. You know, you got a batter on 0-1 count. You know, get aggressive.
Not much of a lead for either runner. There's a pitch that's low and in the dirt. Good stop by Siegenhagen. Makes it 1 ball and 1 strike. Henry Heidemann popped out to second and a shallow right field in his first at-bat in the first. He is the 7th batter to come up here in the second. 2 runs have scored, 6-1 our score. Corning leading, now another sharp hit, and it's fielded by the second baseman. Throw to first in time. That was nicely done by Shulians to retire the side. But another clutch 2-out hit, this time by LJ Kelzer driving in 2, And we have played two here in Corning. They lead it 6-1.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And we continue on American Legion Baseball, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. And then also Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, helping you get there safely. Well, looks like we have a pitching change here for Corning as Haverkamp goes the first two, and Kelzer now will step in and pitch. So we will try to get the alignment here. So Corning with a 6-1 lead going to their second arm in the game tonight is Kelzer on the bump. And okay, we got Bowers at second base, so that is good to know. So it looks like they swap there, so that means we'll have also a new left fielder. We will check to see, but a 6-1 Corning lead as we start the third. They scored four in the first and then two more in the second. Two-run home runs in the first, one by Gibbs, one by Brett Heideman, and then a two-out RBI single, or a two-out, two-RBI single by Kelzer in the second, again adding to what is now a 6-1 lead.
Well, we got Aiden Talley out playing left field right now.
Okay.
So Bowers moves out to second, and then we got Kelzer pitching.
Bowers at second, Kelzer the new pitcher, Talley in left defensively. 6-1, Corning leads. Here we go, start of the third. First pitch by Kelzer is low. Here to Drew Womack for ball number one.
Yeah, Kelzer's just got to get confident, just got to get rolling here. So, yeah, first one biting the dust, but, you know, on his side, of course, he wants to try to find that zone and get things rolling for himself.
Next pitch, a little low and inside. Two balls and no strikes here to Drew Womack. He walked and scored the lone Holton run in the first, and of course, scoring on the RBI single by Warner. Josh Smith will follow. Grant Warner after that. And there's a swing and a miss to make it two balls and one strike. One run, two hits, and four left so far for Holton in this one. And six runs, six hits, two left so far for Corning. Next pitch, a little outside, makes it three balls and one strike.
Yeah, Corning off to a great start. They've scored every inning so far, four in the first, two in the second, and of course three hits to split both those innings.
Now the count runs full, three balls and two strikes. Trying to get the final stat line, and the next pitch high, ball four, so Womack leads it off with a walk here in the third. So Haverkamp, again, got the start. Two innings, two hits, one run allowed. He walked three, and he also struck out three. So the line for Ben Haverkamp here after two innings and checked off for him. So Kelzer gives up a leadoff walk, and Josh Smith is up, and a swing and a miss at the first pitch makes it 0-1. Mentioning again the defensive alignment changes with now Bowers playing at second base and Talley out in left field. There's a called strike and Smith quickly behind at 0-2. He reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning but was left in that inning stranded at third.
Now Smith's got to protect.
0-2. Off speed, popped up, left side, shallow left field. This is going to be Tally. Oh, and he misplayed it, and it's dropped. Not sure if the sun was a factor there, but that's going to be an error. And now two on and nobody out. It was a challenging play. Gibbs it short. Looked like maybe he was going to have an opportunity in shallow left, but Tally called him off, but was unable to make the play, and that's the first error by the Corning defense.
Yeah, there was great communication. Unfortunately, there was poor execution on the catch, but he was able to at least recover and only allowed the runner to first and second.
So now first and second, nobody out, and here is Grant Warner, responsible for the lone run so far for Holton on an RBI single in the first. Now he has another RBI chance here with two on and nobody out in the third. The 1-0 is high, now two balls and no strikes here. So here is certainly a good opportunity for Holton to chip away. They're down 6-1. Not even to the halfway point yet in this contest. And there's a hard swing and fouling it straight back into the net and makes it two balls and one strike.
Well, Warner is a DH for Holton in this lineup. I'll tell you what, he's getting after the ball. He's getting aggressive. You mentioned he had the RBI that scored the lone run here for Holton. So obviously he wants to keep things going.
I was with two outs as well, so certainly clutch. But now here batting with two on and nobody out. Now he hits this one well, out towards deep right center field, looking up and watching it sail over the fence for a home run. A three-run shot by Grant Warner. It's the third home run combined between the two teams. And just like that, it is now a 6-4 game here in the third.
What a game for Warner. He's got already for himself four RBIs in this game. He's doing some good work. And we saw Holton when they were playing Hiawatha, I believe it was a couple weeks ago, and when I was on here, they had a nice grand slam that got them back into the things. Unfortunately, they did fall in that game, but they did split in that series versus Hiawatha. But here, Holton, a nice three-shot home run opportunity that gets them just two runs away from getting back in this game.
6-4 now the score. Nobody outs, nobody on. Here's Remy Bliss, who popped out foul territory, third base side, his first time up, swinging a miss at the first pitch to make it 0-1. So a walk, an error, and then a three-run home run by Grant Warner. You mentioned Warner has driven in all four runs. There's a swing and miss at a pitch that was a little bit low and inside, no balls and two strikes. Just like that, one swing of the bat, and this field is a little bit more shallow than some of the ones, so we have seen a lot of home runs hit here. And three have been hit tonight, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Bliss for out number one.
There's a phrase I really like to go by, and it's who's leading the bus, who's driving the bus. Well, this game right here, it's Grant Warner right now, as you know, we kind of mentioned the four RBIs in this game and the two hits, but Corning trying to keep the lead here.
Well, big first out. Here is Cannon Siegenhagen, struck out in his first at bat and takes first pitch high and inside for ball one. Think about this, Grant Warner, he's going to be a freshman. So
going to be a freshman.
Yeah, think about that. So just watch him.
In college?
I do not believe so, no. So he's had a heck of a start here tonight, has driven in all fours, cleared the fence with a home run. Next pitch high, and Siegenhagen, this is Cannon Siegenhagen, two balls and one strike. Kelzer lifts and fires. This is a high fly ball, but playable out and left. Tally a chance to redeem himself and does so with the catch for out number two. Not a lot on that, so after a walk, an error, and a three-run home run, a strikeout, and a pop-out has got us now to two outs and nobody on. So here's Carlson, strikeout victim in his first at-bat. And Kelzer trying to limit the damage here. In the third, first pitch called strike to make it 0-1. Shakes off one, yes to the other side. Kelzer's pitch is just a little bit high, makes it 1-1. Well, that's what's fun about playing games here. Again, the fence is a little bit shorter, and one swing of the bat can certainly turn a game around, and that's kind of the case here. And in the third inning, what was a 6-1 lead for Corning quickly gets down to 6-4 on the three-run homer by Grant Warner. Here's a 2-1. And just missing. Now 3-1 here on Carlson with Farley due up next. See if he takes all the way 3-1. Maybe he has the green light. We'll see. He swings right through it and misses. And now full. The count's at 3-2. Kelzer came in, replaced Haberkamp here in the third on the rubber. Now a ground ball left side. Gibbs fields it on a hop, juggles a little bit, and doesn't have a throw. Now that keeps the inning alive for Keaton Farley. And Gibbs didn't seem to be too pleased with how that one ended up and played it on a kind of a waist-high hop. And it looked like from the glove to the hand might have been an awkward exchange. And by the time he got it cleanly into the hand, he had no chance to get Carlson at first. So here's Farley, a swing and a miss at the first offering. Makes it 0-1. Carlson at first, 2 down. 3 runs are in for Holton this inning, but still trailing 6-4, top 3. Farley a walk in his first at bat. Now he fouls this one away out of play, and he's quickly behind at 0-2.
Yeah, Farley's going to have to protect the plate here. Down 0-2 at 2 outs.
They've seen some clutch 2-out, 2-strike hitting from both teams here in the game so far. See if Farley can do the same. Well, not on that pitch. Way upstairs. And it's 1-2. Yeah, very little room between home plates and the backstop. Just bounces off the netting and kicks right back into play. Not really a chance for a runner to steal. Here's a 1-2. High ball, shallow center field. This is playable. It is Henry Heidemann. Tees it up, makes the catch for the final out. But a walk in air and a 3-run home run by Grant Warner has cut the deficit. It's a 6-4 Corning lead as we head to the home third. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Celebrate the red, white, and blue and save some green on Valspar at Souther Building Supply in Seneca from June 28th through July 7th. You'll get up to $75 back on your favorite Valspar paints during the 4th of July rebate event. Choose Valspar Medallion Plus Interior Paint and save $12 per gallon container during the July 4th event. Save on other great Valspar paints too during this time. Take advantage of rebate savings at Souther Building Supply in Seneca through July 7th. See rebate URL in store for more details.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the third inning, American Legion Baseball on KNZA. First pitch by Landon Kennedy into Race Fisher is a low fastball called ball one. So 1-0. Fisher followed by Heidemann and Bowers. Corning leading Holton here 6-4. There's a called strike to make it 1-1. So Holton got a 3-run home run in the last inning by Grant Warner. Turn a 6-1 deficit into a 6-4 deficit, and now Fisher flips the bat after launching it to left field, and that clears the fence for a solo home run.
Yeah, that bat flip pretty much told you all you needed to know. The confidence from that blast to, you know, kind of your left center, that was absolutely just incredible by Race Fisher.
I thought this was a regular season game and not a home run derby, but... Right now, that's the 4th home run in the game, the 3rd by Corning, and it's now 7-4.
Well, the way these two teams are playing, we're at the All-Stars already. I mean, it's pretty incredible what both teams have been able to do. And, you know, one Coleman to Corning is 3 different people have hit home runs.
Well, Gibbs and Brett Heidemann in the first, and now Fisher here in the third. And speaking of Brett Heidemann, here he is. And he hacks at the first pitch, missing everything to make it 0-1. So...
Yeah, you got aggressive with that first pitch. Obviously, when you see your guy just belt one out to left field, you're like, all right, I want to kind of do the same here.
Kennedy fires, a little low and inside, and it's one ball and one strike. So at least for Corning, they got one of those runs back that Holton picked up with the three spot in the last inning. Now a hard chopper to the right side, fielded nicely by the first baseman in Womack, and he taps the bag himself for out number one. So ground outs first. That brings up Bowers, who popped out to the pitcher in his first AB. And up here in the third with one out, nobody on, his team leading 7-4. Remember, every home run that's hit in this game, Captain Kurt Kilman in studio owes me $5. So I think he owes me $20.
I think I should get half of that.
That's fair.
Okay.
Maybe 40. 40%. 60-40 split. Just keep counting, Kurt. We'll see if there's any more. Next pitch is a swing and a miss by Bowers, and it's one ball and one strike. So just out of curiosity, the Gibbs home run was on a 2-2 pitch. Heidemann's home run was on the very first pitch of his at-bat. There's a foul ball by Bowers to make it 1-2. The home run by Warner was on a 2-1 count. And then the Fisher home run we just saw was on a 1-1 count. So quite the variety there. Here's a 1-2, and in the dirt, two balls and two strikes now on Bowers, batting with one out, nobody on. A little bit of shade is now covering kind of the right side of the infield. The left-handed batters are feeling a little bit cooler. Reaching out, Bowers, and popping it out to shallow left field, and the shortstop and Smith going out just a few steps into the grass to make the catch for out number two. So two outs and nobody on. Here's Wimberly. Singled, stole a base, and scored in the two-run second inning. Of course, came around to score on the two RBI hit by Kelzer. That was with two outs. 7-4 Corning, batting in the home third. Two outs, nobody on. Kennedy lifts and fires. And a swing and a miss by Wimberly to make it no balls and one strike. He bats from the left side as well. There's a pitch a little bit high and outside. Makes it one ball and one strike. Or take that back. This is Haverkamp who is hitting here. Oh, okay, I split up my sheet here. So Haverkamp is going to pop this one out towards left field. And a nice sliding catch is made for the final out. So we'll get that corrected on my end. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. 7-4, it's American Legion Baseball.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Can't make it into the store? Shop with us online at fittedks.com. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. Also, Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week. Great specials. Corning has hit three home runs. Holton has hit one. We have a 7-4 Corning lead as we start the fourth inning here. Brandon Tamman, Kurt Kilman, who owes me $20, and Crennan Prophet, also here as well. So appreciate it very much. And here we go with Holton, top of the order against L.J. Kelzer. Weston Shulions will lead it off, who has reached twice on a single and a walk, and now up for the third time in inning number four.
Yeah, good scenario right here for Holton. You know, back to the top of leadoff with no outs in the top of the four. Good chance to kind of grind things back up there.
Corning a 7-4 lead. First pitch, a rocket shot to the left side, and Fisher didn't have to take a step. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out. I don't think you could hit it really much better, but that's just a perfect spot for Fisher at third, and just caught it about chest high. And just like that, out number one.
Yeah, no, Fisher not only had a really big hit in the last inning, he just had a really good catch right there.
Now he takes another one and a line out right to him at third. Back-to-back pitches, back-to-back line outs to Fisher, back-to-back outs where he doesn't have to take a step.
Yeah, I mentioned this last time I was on a broadcast with Fisher. I know this guy loves to fish, and let me tell you, he's reeling in line drives right to himself.
Man, you're coming with
caught,
the heat.
Yeah. He's caught both of them.
Oh, and even Siegenhagen, who had that one, just had a little smile on his face as he walked out of the batter's box and back to the first base dugout. So just like that, two pitches, two outs, and Womack steps in, fouls away the first pitch, so we're not going to see a three-pitch inning, but very nicely, two hard-hit shots right to Fisher for the first two outs, and now there's a swing and a miss, and Womack quickly behind at no balls and two strikes.
If I see another line out hit towards him, I might go buy a Powerball ticket. That might be my luck.
Well, or Kurt will just owe us like maybe another $10. So here's an 0-2. A little bit outside, makes it one ball and two strikes. And this will be pitch number six of the inning. Could be a very quick one. We'll see. And there's a swing and a miss. And down goes Womack. So a six-pitch inning, a couple of lineouts, and a strikeout. We head to the home fourth. 7-4 our score. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu, and Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Well, a six-pitch inning in the last half is... Holton was set down quickly, 1-2-3. Now Corning up here in the bottom of the fourth against Landon Kennedy. Corning leading it 7-4 as we get set for Miles Wimberly, the right fielder, leading things off, and he'll hit it sharply to the left side. Farley, a great snag. Throw is well in time. That is a nice play by the third baseman and Farley. One pitch, one out.
Yeah, I've seen Farley struggle just a little bit during the game, but just to have, you know, that perfect in rhythm, in tempo, just catch and throw to first base, 5-3 play, absolutely just incredible execution.
Here's the extra hitter, Aiden Talley, reached on an error and scored in his first at-bat, and takes a first pitch called strike, it's 0-1. Let's see if Kennedy can find a six-pitch inning, as he got the first pitch and first out. Now this one's lined into left center field for a base hit. And Talley didn't even think about two. He just trots in, slowly rounding first with a one-out single. And he has reached now twice in both of his at-bats. Or I should say reached in both of his at-bats. That would what mean he's reached four times in two at-bats. I don't know if that can happen.
Yeah, first time reaching off in the air. This time a good proper hit to center field.
Now this is lined to the right side. First pitch, Lehman swinging and rifling one to right field for another single. So back-to-back singles by Talley and Lehman, and two on and one out.
Yeah, they've been good, sharp hits, but they haven't went too far and gotten into any dangerous gaps for the defenders to cover, so
it was fielded quickly by Carlson and brought in to keep Tally from going first to third, and now here's L.J. Kelzer, and it looks like Corning's going to bring out a courtesy runner to take over for Lehman at first base. He goes, that's what I'm talking about. So a courtesy runner at first base. A runner at second is Tally. So two on and one out. Dangerous part of the lineup here for Corning. Kelzer about to step in against Kennedy. Kelzer has last at bat, a two RBI single. He has also struck out.
So Trey Morrison is the courtesy runner on first base.
Okay. And the first pitch, Kelzer takes high for ball one. So Kelzer struck out on three pitches in the first, and then had the big two RBI single in the two-run second inning. 7-4 Corning in the fourth. Next pitch a little bit inside, two balls and no strikes. We have seen four home runs in the game, three by Corning and one by Holton. Gibbs, Brett Heideman, and Race Fisher for Corning have all gone deep. Next pitch a little low and outside, and Kelzer the advantage at three balls and no strikes with Drew Gibbs due up next. A walk would load the bases. Kennedy lifts, fires with the right. It is outside. Ball four, and the bases are, in fact, loaded.
Well, it's probably not a good situation, especially with Drew Gibbs coming up to bat now.
Well, we mentioned Gibbs, a two-run home run in the first. A monster shot to dead center. Well, another car has pulled in out there.
Okay.
And if that car was there maybe in the first inning, car might have been drilled.
Yeah.
By Gibbs' home run, so you probably don't want to be out there if he recreates what he did in the first, so we'll see.
I did just overhear someone saying, you know, get a double play, and that's actually, you know, one out here, you know, two outs. That could really help get Holton out of this jam right now that they're in against Corning.
Next pitch a little bit outside now, two balls and no strikes. Kennedy, a little bit of a struggle here to find the strike zone and a big opportunity to kind of reblow this game back open. Again, Corning had a 6-1 lead at one point. Now they lead it 7-4. There's a called strike. Big pitch there by Kennedy. 2-1. So Gibbs 2-for-2. The home run, also a single. Now he has the bases loaded and a sharp single to left. He finds the gap between third and short. One run is in. Throw is cut off. And a second run is in. Another big hit by Drew Gibbs, two more RBIs, and just like that, it is 9-4.
So we're going to get a time here, the head coach of Holton.
So the courtesy runner and Trey Morrison and also Aiden Tally scoring on that two RBI single. Kelzer goes and stops at second base, so still only one out, first and second. See if we have a pitching change here. Looks like Kennedy's still holding the ball, so not sure if they're taking him out.
Well, so far this game, Corning has not been held off the board in any inning up to this point.
Yeah, they scored four in the first, two in the second, one in the third, and they have already added two more here in the fourth and still two on and one out. They'll keep Kennedy in. Henry Heideman set to step in for a third time. He's 0-for-2. He's popped out to second, and he has grounded out to second. First and second, and one out. 9-4, Corning leading. And still trying to add more.
I like the trust, though, in the Holton coach right now. These Cats, he's keeping Kennedy out there. He's gone four innings. He's looking to try to get him to complete him.
Foul ball by Heideman there. Well out in front. And no balls and one strike. And popped out to second in the first, grounded out to second in the second. He's got Kelzer at second, and he's got Gibbs at first. Neither runner being held on really at all. Kennedy looks back at second. A little bit of a glance there to second. Now a pitch is swung on and missed, and it's no balls and two strikes. As you mentioned again, Corning has scored in every inning. 4 in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 more here in the fourth, but still batting with 1 out and 2 on. But an 0-2 count here on Henry Heidemann. And he grounds it to the left side. Farley Fields, he'll make the easy play, get the lead runner at third, and now a throw back to third. And he tried to get the double play, third to first, but Heidemann well beat that throw. And in the process, Gibbs able to go first to third. So two outs. Heidemann reaching on the fielder's choice. So Gibbs at third, Heidemann at first, now two down. Here is Race Fisher, who last time up belted a home run to left field. Kennedy sets and fires. Pitches low for ball number one. And in the process, it kicked away from Siegenhagen, and Heidemann took second without a throw.
Well, you know, obviously Fisher coming up wanted to get a home run, but a single good, you know, well placed could score two right here and put it to an 11-4 game for Corning.
You are absolutely right. A base hit could tag two. Next pitch runs up and inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Well, Kennedy has battled, and we have done multiple Holton games this year, so this isn't the first time we have seen Kennedy on the rubber. He has been heavily utilized throughout this summer on the bump. And now he throws another one up and in, and it's three balls and no strikes with Brett Heidemann due up next.
Well, unfortunately, if you walk Fisher here, you got another home run hitter up on deck.
Here's a 3-0, and it's outside, ball four.
As mentioned, I'm not sure if he was trying. I doubt he was trying to walk him there, but, you know, up next, Brett Heidemann, someone who's also hit a home run for this Corning team. So it's going to be tough here, but two outs, bases loaded.
Well, a really good chance. I mean, you lead it by five, but a base hit could potentially score two, and you can really blow this game open. First pitch outside to Heidemann for ball one. He hit that two-run home run in the first. He is also grounded out to first. So one for two, the home run and two RBIs. 9-4 Corning here in the fourth, but they got the bases juiced and two outs. Kennedy's pitch is fouled away down the left field line, makes it one ball, one strike. Pitch was a little bit up and outside, but Heidemann was wanting a piece of it, just couldn't put it in play.
Kenny's just got to get into rhythm right now. He's just got to be able to, you know, this is probably going to be his last inning here, but, you know, he's just got to keep under control, keep under the pressure.
Here's a 1-1 pitch and a near check swing, but not going around. Now two balls and one strike. Pitch was in the dirt. Heidemann, the eighth batter to come up here in the inning. Two runs have scored on a Gibbs two-run single. Next pitch inside, now three balls and one strike. Let's see if he takes all the way here. Bases loaded, two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning.
There's a four-pitch walk against Race Fisher, and now it's a 3-1 count here against Heidemann.
See if he takes all the way. Kennedy sets the belt and fires. It is inside, ball four, the easiest RBI you can get, and it's now 10-4. So Gibbs trots in from third. Heidemann. That's Henry Heidemann, goes to third, Fisher to second, now Brett Heidemann at first, and now we could see a pitching change here. And in fact, we will see a Holton pitching change. So we'll step aside for 60 seconds, let you know who's on the bump right after this on KNZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
The answer is yes. SBS.
For comprehensive coverage that fits your life, trust SBS Insurance. Whether it's life, personal, farm, or commercial needs, we've got you covered. Call us today for tailored insurance solutions that protect what matters most. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
new pitcher for Holton is Jeff Warner, as he takes over in a tough spot here. His team trailing Corning 10-4. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Corning has the bases loaded with two outs. So Kennedy leaves after a little bit of a struggle. Three strikeouts, four walks, 3 2/3. He's responsible for all three runners on. And the defense hasn't helped. One of the runs given up was unearned, but gave up three home runs in the game, and now Warner, who comes in off the bench, defensive alignment stay the same. A big opportunity is Corning extending on their lead, and now a new pitcher in for Holton. So both teams have gone to the bullpen as we are in the bottom of the fourth. And again, a bases loaded, two out scenario as Warner comes in to try to shut the door and limit the damage as best he can.
Well, we've seen Holton throughout this year make some pretty big comebacks. Fortunately, not able to close out most of them. But for here, you know, just keep things, if you're Holton, keep things close and don't let damages get any worse than they already are.
So here we go. Jeff Warner will face Paxton Bowers, who is 0 for 2. And the first pitch is a called strike to make it 0-1. Henry Heidemann at third, Race Fisher at second, Brett Heidemann at first. 10-4 Corning with two outs in the fourth. Next pitch high to make it 1-1. So again, Kennedy responsible for the three runners on as Warner comes in off the bench to try to get the important final out here in the fourth. Lifts and fires and a little bit high and outside to make it 2-1. If Bowers can get on, it'll bring up Haverkamp, and that means Corning would have batted around here in the bottom of the fourth. Warner kicks and fires, and it's a little bit up and outside again. Now 3-1.
Jeff Warner right now is just trying to find the zone. We've seen this with pretty much a lot of pitchers that kind of come in. They got to kind of shake the dust off. But, you know, if you draw a walk, if you, you know, get a walk here, then you're going to allow a runner to score.
Warner's 3-1. It is high ball 4. That brings in a run. It's now 11-4. So back-to-back bases loaded walks as Henry Heidemann trots home, and Fisher to third, Brett Heidemann to second, now Bowers at first. I would say probably the easiest RBI in baseball, a bases loaded walk. Now 11-4, and here's the lefty in Haverkamp. Takes one up and inside for 1. The 10th batter to come up here in the inning. 4 have scored, 2 outs, 3 are on.
Now, even with the bases loaded, Corning, they have been very patient the last couple at bats.
The pitch is a little bit high. You're right. They have been patient, for sure. They have worked a lot of walks. And now Warner has fallen behind Haverkamp at 2-0. Haverkamp's 0 for 2. He has struck out and he has lined out. And the 2-0 is upstairs. Now 3-0. And catcher Jack Siegenhagen is like, hey, man, let's go out here. Let's calm it down a little bit. A little smirk on the face of Warner. Just having a good time playing some ball.
Yeah, I think that's good confidence, you know. Just, you know, don't throw yourself down under the bus. I mean, you're still in this. Things haven't blown up in too bad yet. Just, you know, get a strikeout here. Put it in play.
Well, 3-0. Expect Haverkamp maybe to tank all the way, and does so. The pitch is high, 4. Another walk and another run.
Well, in this inning, that's the second 4-0 pitch walk. So right now it's
actually, or yeah, the first one was on 3-1. So that's back-to-back 4-pitch walks. And now Fisher scores. Brett Heidemann to third. Paxton Bowers to second. So now it's a 12-4 game. And it is now up to Miles Wimberly, who's batting for a second time this inning. And he started the inning with a ground out to third. So it was one up and one down. And lo and behold, who would have thought? He's probably not thinking that he's going to come up again in the inning. But now he's got two outs and the base is still loaded. And a swing and a miss. Good pitch there. By Warner, makes it 1-1.
Yeah, nice fastball, found the zone right in the middle. Just, you know, keep that up, you know, see if you can just hit it into play for one of your fielders to get it and throw it to first. If you're holding, that's the scenario obviously you want.
Next pitch high, 2-1 with Tally due up next. Again, it was a 7-4 game coming into this half inning. And it is now 12-4. Three straight bases loaded walks. There's a swing and a miss. Another good pitch there. Good location. And a chance here if Warner can get a strikeout to end it. But now two balls and two strikes here on Wimberly.
Well, Warner's right now getting in the rhythm. He has a chance to get at Wimberly as he has to protect the plate. 2-2 count.
And a 2-2. Just missed inside, and that was a close pitch. Now three balls and two strikes. It is full. Well, I thought Siegenhagen did a good job of framing that pitch on the inside corner, but the umpire was not buying it.
I'll tell you what, Siegenhagen does a great job being a catcher. Last time I saw him, absolutely amazing job at framing pitches.
3-2, it is high, ball four. The fourth consecutive bases-loaded walk. So now you got Bowers at third, Haverkamp at second, Wimberly is at first. So again, these runs that are coming in are being charged to Kennedy. And here is Tally, who had a single and a run scored this inning. He's also reached on an error and scored as well.
I feel like, you know, if you're most of these batters coming up, you're probably just coming up with the, you know, mindset of, all right, I'm just going to be patient. I'm just going to sit here and wait for my pitch.
There's a called strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike here on Tally. It's been a tough inning for Holton, and if another run scores, you're looking at a potential run rule. Just a little bit outside, two balls and one strike. And 12th batter to come up here in the inning for Corning. They have scored six runs. Bases are still loaded, and there's a swing and a miss. Good fastball there, and Tally way behind it. Two balls and two strikes.
Wimberly's a really nice fastball if you can just, you know, get everything going in the order he needs it to get going.
Two RBI single by Gibbs, and then four bases loaded walks. Six runs here, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Tally to finally end that inning. So six runs score, two RBI single by Gibbs, and four bases loaded walks, and now Corning has blown it open. 13-4 our score here on KNZA.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. And Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? So Corning has blown the game open. Six runs on three hits in the bottom of the fourth. They had a two RBI single by Drew Gibbs and then four bases loaded walks, giving them now a 13-4 lead against Holton as they come up here in the top of the fifth inning against L.J. Kelzer, as he'll see Smith, Warner, and Bliss.
I'll tell you what, it is go time for Holton right now. I mean, they got to kind of get the train wheels going because they're down 13-4. Possible run rule could be enforced in this inning, and Corning's on pace to possibly end this one early.
So it'll be Josh Smith.
So we got Henry Heiden playing left field here for Corning.
Okay, so we've had a few defensive alignments and changes for Corning. So it's Haverkamp in center, Henry Heidemann in left, Bowers at second, Kelzer pitching. Second inning for him on the bump. Haverkamp went two innings, And the first pitch here in the top of the fifth to Josh Smith, a swing and a miss for strike number one. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first, also reached on an error and scored in the third. Came around to score on that three-run bomb by Warner, who is due up next. Next pitch, a little bit outside, one ball, one strike. Four runs, three hits, and five left unofficially for Holton in this game. And next pitch taken for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Corning, 13 runs. They have 10 hits. They have stranded five. 1-2 here by Kelzer. Is fouled away by Smith. He'll stay alive. Fouled it off maybe the inside part of the left foot and kind of hobbled away, but good to go and needs to battle here down 1-2.
I'll tell you what, Kelzer's gotten a little bit of a rhythm here. After that third inning where he came in, he gave up three runs and one hit. In the fourth inning, it was no hits and no runs, so he looks like trying to keep that alive here.
And a 1-2 in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Well, he retired Holton, three up, three down last inning on six pitches. Shulians and Siegenhagen in their first pitches of the at-bat lining out to Fisher at third base, and then he had a four-pitch strikeout on Womack, so that was a quick inning, and now he's already about to match his pitch total from last inning here in the first batter of the fifth, as now the count runs full on Smith at 3-2. And a swing and a miss, and down goes Smith. So a good battle, but the winner there, Kelzer, that is his third strikeout, and one up and one down here in the fifth. And here is Warner, the DH, who has had a monster night and has a very bright future as an incoming freshman for the Wildcats. He is 2 for 2. He has driven in all four runs, an RBI single in the first, and a three-run homer in the third. Takes the first pitch low for ball one. Takes another one low. Two balls and no strikes. And then also Cannon Siegenhagen is another incoming freshman. Again, a few of the Holton kids not here tonight due to football camp, so they've had to pull a couple from the junior squad to play tonight. And again, Warner being one of those and showing out with two hits, including a three-run homer. There's a called strike to make it 2-1.
Well, I'd say he's definitely proven himself.
Yeah, keep him on the roster if you can. That's what I would think. And now he hits this one well out to center field and another base hit. And then it gets away from the center fielder, and that's going to allow him to take second base. Throw comes in a little bit late, and that is going to be a leadoff double. Warner's great night continues.
Yep, nice slide-in double for Grant Warner. 3 for 3. He's just having a great night.
Here's Remy Bliss. He is 0 for 2. Runner at second base. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth.
I do also believe that Graham Warner is only a triple away from a cycle this game, so that would be kind of pretty cool to see. I believe he's got a single.
He does.
Single, home run, and a double, so just a triple away. He can say, as just an upcoming freshman, he cycled.
One ball, no strikes here on Bliss, batting from the left side. 13-4 Corning in the fifth. There's another pitch that just missed the zone outside. 2-0 now. Popped out to the third baseman in foul territory to end the first, and he struck out for the first out in the third. Base hit could add a run, but Holton's got a lot of work to do down 13-4. It's popped up to the left side, the shortstop Gibbs. Shallow left field. And makes a one-handed waist-high basket catch for out number one. So the first out, that brings up Cannon Siegenhagen, who is 0 for 2. Strikeout and a flyout. He's got Warner at second base with one out. That's on the right side, fairly middle portion of the box, fairly straight up with his stance. First pitch by Kelzer is a swing and a miss, 4-1.
Just got an update that Aiden Talley is playing right field right now for Corning.
Okay. We appreciate all the updates and helps we can get for those defensive changes. Pitch by Kelzer, another swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. One out, one. Top of the fifth inning, 13-4, the Corning lead. Kelzer shakes off a sign, glancing back at second, lifts the leg and fires with the right, and a tie for a ball. One ball, two strikes with Carlson due up next. Kelzer staggered on the stance, looking back at second, now fires one in there, and it's a called strike three on the outside corner.
No, in the inning, it was third out. Josh Smith struck out to begin the inning.
So that is correct. I had misplayed that. So that is the final out as Hegenhagen strikes out looking on the outside corner. So we head to the bottom of the fifth, a 13-4 game here on KNZA.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Dr. Heidi Smith with Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Manhattan is now accepting new patients at her Nemaha Valley Community Hospital Clinic. Dr. Smith is a native to our area, growing up in rural Northeast Kansas. Her clinic is held at NBCH on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. For additional information regarding Dr. Smith's clinic at NBCH, call Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at 785-537-4200. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, folks, you learn something new every day, and in Legion Baseball, 8 runs after 5 is the run rule. So Corning wins it in a shortened 5-inning game. They knock out Holton tonight, 13-4. We couldn't quite confirm that until after we had sent it back to the break, so I can apologize for that. But Corning has officially won the game in 5 innings. as they beat Holton tonight again 13-4. One final time, Brandon, Crendon, Kurt back in the studio. We'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. But Crendon, quick thoughts. Corning jumped out early with some fireworks. You said 4th of July is coming up, and the fireworks started early. A couple of home runs in the first inning. Drew Gibbs, Brett Heideman hit a couple of two-run shots. They scored 6 in the first two innings. And then Holton battled in the middle innings. They got back to within 6-4, but the fourth inning really put the game away as Corning would score 6 runs on just 3 hits, and Holton pitching gave up 4 straight bases-loaded walks in that frame. Corning sent 12 to the plate in that 6-run inning, and of course leaving the bases loaded, but it didn't matter as they scored in every inning. They used some power. They used some strategic batting, some clutch hitting overall, and as I mentioned in the broadcast, Corning, again, this roster is very much the same that went to the state tournament last year, and they'd kind of had some struggles here in the middle portions of the season to this point, but they improved to 8-5, and this is a team that certainly is going to be dangerous once we get to the latter portions in the season and also the zone tournament as well.
Yeah, once you get to tournaments, the biggest key word you got there is consistency, and right now I saw consistency from this Corning team. 4 runs, 3 hits in the first inning, 2 runs, 3 hits in the second, 1 hit, 1 run in the third, and of course in the fourth inning where things kind of blew up for them, 6 runs and 3 hits. So consistency was there for them tonight. They did a great job holding Holton. They didn't let them get too out of control with them. Kelzer coming out into the third inning, and you know, you saw Kelzer came out and gave up 3 runs with that home run shot from Grant Warner that drove in 3 that got the game pretty close there, 6-4. But what was nice that Corning did is that they just kept hammering in with Kelzer, and Kelzer went 2 innings, giving up only 1 hit and no runs. So, you know, the trust from the coach just allowing, you know, Kelzer to stay in the game, keep pitching, keep working through it, and he got through the bumps and the bruises before any cuts happened. So a great job there on coaching, just allowing Kelzer to finish out that game for him. And obviously a tremendous job to Corning, having 3 different players just absolutely crush balls outside the fences. I mean, kind of mentioned that there's some cars out there in center field. They almost took a couple shots. I hope they had insurance coming into the game, but it looks like none of them were.
I think he's supposed to have insurance. Well, if they don't, then well, I'm not trying to out anybody, but you know, I think they should and probably do.
Yeah, no, there were some great moments in this game overall. I mean, I like to talk about Fishers. I mean, he did a great job tonight with his home run, and then of course the 2 lineouts he caught is like lightning. You know, it doesn't really strike twice, but he caught out back that lineouts just straight into his glove. So he did a great job, but overall a great game put together from Corning. Holton just came short kind of towards the end of the game, but they'll have a chance here to play against them in game number 2 here.
Yeah, so they'll play another one out here in Corning. If you're out and about, come on out, see them, and they'll play here in about 25 minutes. Of course, we're about to wrap up our broadcast here, but Corning again, as you mentioned, hit 3 home runs. Drew Gibbs, a 2-run shot in the first. Brett Heideman, also a 2-run homer in the first, and then Race Fisher, a solo home run to lead off the third inning that featured a pretty incredible bat flip and no doubter as well. And, you know, for Holton, they got incoming freshman Grant Warner, who had to step in. A few of their players missing tonight due to the Holton football camp. So guys like Cannon Siegenhagen and Grant Warner come up, and an incoming freshman in Warner. He had 3 hits. He was a triple away from the cycle, but RBI single in the first, and then he hit a 3-run homer in the third inning. So that was the production for the Holton offense tonight from incoming freshman and designated hitter Grant Warner. So a shout-out for him. 3-for-3 night, 4 RBIs, including a double and a home run. All right, let's announce our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. And certainly with a lot of offense and a lot of home runs, you certainly have multiple options. But I think we're going to go with Drew Gibbs on this one. He had a perfect night at the plate, 3-for-3. A 2-run home run. He had a single and also a 2-run single as well. So 3 hits, a home run, 2 singles. He drove in 4. He scored twice. So Drew Gibbs will be our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Let's get you the final tallies in this one as Corning wins it over Holton 13-4. For Corning, they improved to 8-5 on the summer. 13 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. They left 5 on base. Holton, they dropped to 3-10. In the game tonight, 4 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on base. Game time, 1 hour and 36 minutes. Coming up for both, will be back in action this weekend. Corning actually has a makeup on Saturday against Marysville. That was a game that was rained out on the 19th. So they are scheduled to play Saturday and Sunday. Corning is here at home against Marysville on Saturday, and then they go to Seneca on Sunday. And for Holton, after tonight here at Corning, they will go to Atchison on Saturday. So again, the game time, 1 hour, 36 minutes. Final score, Corning 13 and Holton 4. Drew Gibbs, our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. For Captain Kirk Kilman, Crendon Profits, I'm Brandon Tabman. We'll talk to you Friday for Seneca at Sabetha for more Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.